3. This starts on about page 77, 78.
In this particular chapter, we're going to be talking about the major types of cells, prokaryotic and eukaryotic. We're going to talk about the basics of what a cell is, and we're also going to talk about the basic parts of a cell, both of a prokaryotic and a eukaryotic cell. Okay? So that's kind of where we're heading with this. Let's start off with talking about what a cell is. Okay. When you talk about living organisms, a cell is the structural unit of all living organisms. Now, everything that we've talked about so far, all the macromolecules, all of the atoms that we talked about, those are non-living. We talked about macromolecules as the building blocks, but those are non-living. Until you get the building blocks together into this structural unit that can have all the characteristics of life, it is not considered living. Now, some basic characteristics of life, things like reproduction, responds to stimuli, you have some sort of metabolism. That's essentially bringing in something, using it, getting rid of waste. For example, we bring in food, we bring in oxygen, we use both of those, and then we get rid of waste, respiration waste, CO2, and waste digestively. Cells do the same exact thing. They bring in oxygen, they bring in food, they get rid of waste. Okay. Cells respond to stimuli. We respond to stimuli. If it's cold outside, we put a jacket on, or we shiver if we don't have a jacket. Right? We sweat if it's hot outside. Someone turns the bright light over your head on when you're sound asleep at 4 a.m. in the morning, you're going to respond to that as well. Someone comes at you with a punch, hopefully you're going to duck. Okay? So you respond to stimuli. All right? All things that are considered living can also reproduce in some way, shape, or form. Cells can do the same exact thing. Okay? There's others on the list. This is just to give you a few examples. But all cells have all of the basic characteristics of life, just like an entire organism. Okay? So this is the lowest unit at which all the characteristics of life are present. And many cells can function independently. Some organisms are one cell only. We have a chapter on those sorts of animals. And you can also keep cells alive in a laboratory away from the entire organism, so they can live and function independently. Okay? Okay. We just did that one. All right, now most cells are very, very small. If you take a look at your arm or your hand, for example, there's many cells that make up your skin, but you can't really see the cells. You see the skin. And if you put a toothpick along your skin and scraped it, and then put that under a microscope, you can see the cells. But the cells, in most cases, are not visible to the naked eye. There are exceptions, however. For example, eggs. Some single cells are visible to the naked eye. Eggs come in all different shapes and sizes, and as this particular figure from your book, all different prices as well. Here you have a hummingbird egg that's 0.02 ounces, and then an elephant bird, which is an extinct bird, but still, an elephant bird egg, which is 2 gallons, so all different shapes and sizes. Sturgeon eggs, $700 per ounce. We have this Thursday. Okay, and then there's human eggs, thousands of dollars per egg. Actually saw a thing on the news the other night. They have been trying to So you're taking risks.
So you're crazy.
It depends on whether you want to take the risk or not. It wouldn't be worth it for me. I wouldn't do it. Not that anybody would want my eggs anyway. I'll think I'm too old for that. But yes.
Don't get that much per one egg?
Per, not necessarily per one egg, but per one collecting. Yeah, so you would take the hormones for several months, and then they would harvest. That's what I was looking for. Harvest your eggs. And how many they got in that. But they had, on this newscast, they had one girl that had made over $100,000 giving her eggs. But, keep in mind, I've had these hormones for several months, and they just,
what kind of
mood's all wacky, and we have natural hormones in our body that cause you to ovulate every month, and essentially, the hormone that you have to take causes your body to, instead of ovulate once. So in other words, one egg in there becomes actually ready to be released. You're giving yourself an extra added overdose of that. So multiple eggs will become fertile and able to be released all at the same time. So you're taking your normal hormones and overdosing them in your body.
Your man would have to go live somewhere else.
Yes. Fertility problems, they'll do this multiple times. I don't see how they do it.
So eggs are cells. What about sperm? Sperms are cells too.
Yes. But, yes. But eggs are much more valuable because in each female, there are not as many. They're harder to retrieve to get sperms. Made of cells, okay? leads us into the types of cells. There are two major types of cells that we're going to talk about, and this is going to come up throughout the rest of this semester. We have prokaryotic and eukaryotic. And these are terms that you need to go ahead and learn. Like I said, they're going to come up all the way to the very end chapter that we're going to do in here. Okay? Prokaryotic cells have been around a lot longer on Earth. Eukaryotic cells, in many cases, we say they are more advanced. But I'm always careful when I do that because prokaryotic cells are advanced in their own ways. Okay? Prokaryotic cells are simpler in structure. Okay? They don't have as many organelles, which we'll talk about what organelles are here in just a second. For prokaryotic cells, the major example that you probably know for prokaryotic cells are bacteria. Okay? Eukaryotic cells are pretty much everything else that you're probably familiar with. Okay? Animals, plants, fungi, and molds. I'm actually going to take molds off, because mold is kind of a common term, and some molds are actually bacteria. Officially, they're fungi, but it's not a common term. Don't take them off. So fungi, a lot of paramecium, amoeba, things like that, those are eukaryotic. Okay, so major differences. Let's start with the prokaryotic cells first. Okay, as I said, they're a little bit more simple in structure. They don't have as many organelles or cell structures inside the cell. They were the first ones to appear on Earth. They were around about 3.5 billion years ago. There was a good billion and a half years before eukaryotic cells appeared on Earth. So they were the only type of cell for about a billion and a half years. That's a long time. And they're very simple, very basic. Basic structures you find in almost all prokaryotic cells. Okay, you're going to have some sort of plasma membrane. In other words, the outside container of the cell. Okay, so some sort of plasma membrane. You're going to have cytoplasm. The cytoplasm is the fluid, but it's not fluid like water. It's more like hair gel. It's jelly-like. It's pretty much the consistency of hair gel. Not as stiff as jello, not like water, kind of somewhere in the middle. Alright? So it's jelly-like fluid inside of the cell. So cytoplasm. Okay. Then there are ribosomes. Ribosomes are going to be another thing that's going to come up a lot throughout the semester. Ribosomes make proteins. That's their big job. You find them in both prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells. So you do find ribosomes. Their big job is to make proteins. Bless you. Okay. And then the fourth thing here is DNA. Okay. Now, in a prokaryotic cell, the DNA is found in a little bit different way than you find in a eukaryotic cell. The DNA is found in one of two ways. It's either in this large circular loop, and it's just hanging out in the cytoplasm. It's not contained in a nucleus. There is no nucleus in a prokaryotic cell. So it's just hanging out. It's this large circular loop, and there's also little bitty tiny rings in it. We'll be talking about that much later on in the semester. Okay, so the DNA is in the cytoplasm, no nucleus. Right? And it's found either in large circular loops or small rings. And we'll talk about the difference between the two later on. Okay, now, other things that you can have, but you won't find necessarily on all prokaryotic cells. Outside of the plasma membrane, you'll find a cell wall. Now, cell wall is going to be stiffer. It's going to be more protective. The flagella? Some bacteria, but not all. Some. They are also found on eukaryotes, but some bacteria have them as well. Okay, so big differences here between prokaryotic and eukaryotic. In the eukaryotic, the DNA is found in a nucleus. There are many organelles. There's an endomembrane.